Ascended Masters. An ascended master is the full expression of life. Every planet has a group of ascended masters governing it. Cosmic beings in their activity cover a greater scope than the ascended masters do. Cosmic beings are those who govern cosmic forces or powers. Ascended masters are those giving most of their time to the earth. Ascended masters are those who have made the ascension from our humanity or that of some planet, and turn and help individuals or groups of individuals to make the ascension also. Cosmic beings work with the whole humanity of a planet. The ascended masters and cosmic beings are beings of complete mastery and control of every electron in their beings and worlds. The ascended masters are a more advanced activity of life. Ascended masters are just like an extension of yourself. In calling to ascended masters, you are only calling to an advanced part of yourself, or life. Try to comprehend the services that are being rendered that could not be done except by the assistance of the ascended masters. One master said, "We don't care to frighten mankind, but we are going into action. The ascended master's consciousness is the cosmic law." Their consciousness is self-luminous, intelligent substance. Ascended master consciousness is a state of consciousness which knows only achievement and the means of attaining it. At this cosmic cycle, very great assistance is given to one stepping upon the path. The law is permitting the masters to give of their consciousness and substance, which is already qualified with a definite quality. Formerly, these qualities had to be drawn forth from the individualized presence of God through one's own efforts. That was the training given in the retreats. For instance, the student had to make enough application to his presence to release the action of the transmuting violet flame and transmute his own karma. While now, right here in the outer world and daily living, we have the privilege of calling to the presence and then to the ascended master or masters whose special quality and activity of the sacred fire it is that we require or wish to draw forth. For instance, we can call to the Master Saint Germain for his action of the transmuting violet flame, his momentum and power of it, which he has gained through the centuries. He will charge it into the student's being and world, in, through, and around his four lower bodies. This is now freely given for the benefit and attainment of the student or chela, which is a tremendous assistance to anyone who will call it forth. The same is true with other masters and their specific qualities and activities. Therefore, it is advantageous to know the various masters' special qualities, activities, and services to mankind at this time, as well as how to make the calls. Certain ascended masters offered their ascended master consciousness to the students. That is an action never done before in the outer world. That means, at the students' calls, the masters project some of their ascended master consciousness into the student's being and world. This is done through the radiance or golden light around the stream of light or the silver cord from the presence. There is formed an activity similar to a funnel from the masters to the student around this ray of light. In class, it was seen how energy, the radiation in the room, was like a funnel drawn into a golden radiance around the ray of light from the presence which had been intensified. The ascended master's consciousness is his full gathered momentum of attainment and accomplishment, which may have taken him centuries of time to attain. According to your level of acceptance of this, will the students have the fullness of it? The substance the ascended masters are supplying you with is a permanent action. Do you know what that means to you? Mankind long for assistance from each other. The ascended masters offer their assistance. They give assistance to mankind through radiation. What the ascended masters give, their consciousness, love, or any quality, they never take back. It remains always yours. If, however, one is unable to hold sufficient harmony and abide in a state of consciousness so that he can utilize it now, it goes into his causal body. The masters in radiation bring that rate of vibration from the great silence, that substance they have qualified to never vibrate at a lower rate. It is charged with their ascended master consciousness. Your emotional body absorbs that. What an ascended master charges into your world is his life, not a universal life. It is his power, his life qualified with some particular quality. You cannot requalify the energy released to you by the ascended masters, but only that which you call forth from your presence. The ascended masters have offered their consciousness, so when you feel not quite able to release what is required or to cope with a situation, call for their ascended master consciousness. When you call to the presence, any one of the ascended masters becomes the authority in your world. To an ascended master, your life is the authority. Be natural. Strip the feelings of that something else outside of you as being authority to you. Your presence is the authority of you and your world. Ascended masters are the authority of groups. Cosmic beings are authority of the mass accumulation throughout the centuries. The great need of today is to feel the reality of the ascended masters. Dismiss from the feeling world any consciousness that the ascended masters are not real. Ask the presence to clear away everything, thought, and feeling that stands between you and the ascended masters. The only difference between ascended ones and us is thought and feeling. By giving daily recognition and love to the different ascended ones, you gain a momentum by which you can have a response from them instantly. Also, learn to determine each master by his distinct radiation. Watch the feelings of the atomic structure as you give attention to the different masters. For instance, the cosmic beings' victory, harmony, and so forth represent those qualities to the Earth, the people of Earth. They are the governing power of that quality for this Earth. An ascended master can be present, be tangible, yet unseen, but that does not make him any less real. Ascended masters are beings who have lived in embodiments in this physical world or on some other planet and ascended as Jesus did. They abide in the realms of light as he does now. They can and do sometimes partake of food in association with their students on Earth. But just to give the feeling of equality to the student, and not because of need or desire for food. When they take food, it is instantly transmuted into light as it touches their throats. Otherwise, it would fall to the floor. They have no digestive organs, but do have a heart and bloodstream which is light, golden in color. The heart, that focal point, is in the center of the body, and not to the left side as in human beings. That light ray from the presence has taken the place of the bloodstream in the ascended beings' bodies. When one becomes an ascended being, he has become the power of the I Am presence in action. Above all ascended masters stands the individualized focus of God. Above that stands the God flame. When the ascended masters work on Earth or in its atmosphere, they are in what we term of an unascended being, the Christ self, or higher mental body, which contains the purified physical body. When they are busy at cosmic levels, they can project or build up a body, their luminous presence. They are not limited in this, but can have as many as are required in various places at one time. Usually, when they appear to someone of mankind, it is in this type of body. It is different from their tangible ascended master body, which is of a higher rate of vibration and requires a step up in vibratory action of a person's physical body to withstand it. Whereas the vibratory action of the luminous presence an ordinary physical body can withstand. The ascended masters do not know everything, that is, retain everything in their consciousness, but they can instantly tune in and obtain whatever information is required. Their power of qualification is always in divine order. In the ascended state, the beings do not hold in their conscious cosmic intelligence, but can call it forth instantly. Unascended masters can do so also. On the inner, the attitudes and response are quite different from the outer world and mankind's association with each other. At inner realms, when a being has an idea or plan to put into action and requires some other being's cooperation or assistance, it is offered to him without even having to ask. There are air currents, and in the ethers there are tunnels through the atmosphere through which the ascended masters work. They pass through and use these in their activities. An ascended master can pass through a wall or solid object very readily because his body is composed of pure electrons and is vibrating at a much higher rate than physical substance. Physical substance is composed of a nucleus around which vibrate or rotate particles of a much denser nature. The particles are arranged similar to the planets around the sun in relation to size, leaving great space between through which the ascended master's body passes unobstructed. The masters are not nearly as far away as mankind think. Jesus has appeared thousands of times to individuals since his physical departure on the hill of Bethany into the ascension. What enabled Moses to lead the people through the sea? He had contact with an ascended being who released power which controlled the sea, pushing back the waters so the people could pass through. On the opening day of the World Exposition in New York, on April 30, 1939, the Ascended Master Saint Germain stood on the exposition grounds in his visible, tangible form with his mantle wrapped about him, and thousands of people felt that radiance which was there. Many students have subjected themselves to the Master's radiation, whereas the others of mankind did not, but went their own way, doing their own will, satisfying their human desires, the desires of the outer self. It is sometimes asked why the ascended masters appear to people of the outer world, in governmental and certain other positions, and not to the students, who accept their reality and love them. When they appear in public or to individuals not on the conscious path, or having knowledge and understanding of the law, they are seen with the physical sight, but it is not known that they are ascended masters. They come dressed in ordinary business clothes as a well-dressed person. That is a wholly different thing than the appearance to a conscious student knowing the law. There is always tremendous radiation and increased vibratory action when one appears. When an ascended master appears to those not knowing the law, he is permitted by the great law to withhold or hold within himself the greater part of his radiation and only radiate out sufficiently to produce the results required, and not more than those contacted can withstand. While with one having the understanding, the law does not permit him to withhold his radiation, and unless a person has purified himself and gained sufficient self-control, it would not be mercy or kindness, because when a master appears, his tremendous energy intensifies everything it contacts. If there are still undesirable qualities in the individual, those too would be intensified. Therefore, it will give him much to handle in the immediate future, perhaps more than he could manage. The ascended masters do appear in visible, tangible bodies to mankind at times. They have appeared many times in the last 20 years, as well as through the centuries. They have appeared to various individuals holding responsible governmental positions in various countries and also in courts. They have walked the streets of large cities to release a radiation that prevented certain disasters. On that occasion in 1933, when the banks were closed for 3 days, the Master Saint Germain gave that assistance. He walked through the banks in certain cities, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Chicago, thereby transmuting the discord and obstruction, and the banks opened again, a very great blessing to the people. Some students in the outer world who were in intensive training under the Ascended Masters were taken to an ancient retreat in India, the Cave of Light. There, the cosmic being known as the Divine Director demonstrated to them how he could control every electron of his body. He caused one hair on his head to arise, stand up, and extend forward in front of him, and curl its end back. In Washington, D.C., Saint Germain appeared at a communistic meeting with a few of his students yet in physical bodies. They entered a certain building, and he approached the locked door, caused it to open, and stood there in their council room with his students who had followed him. The communists attempted to pull their guns, but their arms fell at their sides, limp and trembling. Saint Germain spoke to them, issued a fiat that perhaps they will never forget. That so charged the room, the very atoms of it, that never again can discord manifest in that place, so it was said. At a certain point on the path, there comes the realization of the tremendous love and assistance the master gives to the student. And the student feels that there is nothing he can give the master, yet there is, this action of the law, that the recognition and pouring out of love to the master increases the master's radiance and brilliance. Also, calling to the masters gives them an opportunity to act or render service which would not be afforded them otherwise, and that service expands their own light. For instance, some years ago, when the discarnates and a certain percent of the psychic substance were being removed from America, by the recognition, acceptance of, and love poured to the Goddess of Light, an ascended being, we were told this increased the natural radiance around her ascended body to a marked degree. After this cycle, you will not find such assistance as given at this time. The assistance being given by the ascended masters is as if you were in a well and they put down the rope. Man could not have lived beyond the age of 12 years had it not been for the assistance of ascended beings. That was before this activity came forth through which so much purification of the earth has taken place. A person cannot get free from psychic entanglements without assistance, radiation from ascended masters, because he will not let enough energy flow from the presence. What does a master do to wrong vibrations or actions sent to him? He is all blazing light, and when they come to that light, they rebound and go back to their source unless the master consciously transmutes them. This he sometimes does for his students to assist them until they can be taught the action of the law. Likewise, the discord for mankind on Earth is held within Earth's atmosphere by the pressure of light from interstellar space. When reading the Master's discourses and one finds a seeming discrepancy, it is the two forms of activity of some subject, the inner and outer activity, which are sometimes of reverse action. Unless one is open-minded and reads with kindness in the feeling, he can't see that. Words are but cups, receptacles for what the consciousness wants to convey. From an inner standpoint, they are very inadequate and even crude. They are understood and interpreted according to one's own consciousness and understanding, and much of the time not at all as to what they were meant to convey. So many words are often used to get over an idea, whereas a picture will convey what thousands of words would not. Words are the lowest medium of communication. Music, the universal language, is a higher form. At inner levels, the masters seldom, if ever, use words. They communicate by flashing their light one to another. They use thought and feeling and light rays. It is on the order of telepathy, which is the closest we have to it. When reading the ascended master's words, you can ask the presence to illumine the meaning to you and bring it into outer activity. We should become and be the connection for the light and flames of the ascended masters to flow through like a pipe through which water flows. You have heard the saying, God needs a body, meaning a physical body through which to operate or work in the outer world. That is the law by which the presence and the ascended masters manifest in this physical world. Although an ascended master can and does sometimes lower the vibratory rate of his body to a point where it is visible to the physical sight, we can call to them to charge us with their cosmic flame. The masters give this instruction through the ones they have prepared to be channels or contacts. Some was given by the use of the light and sound ray, and some by the visible, tangible presence of the master. Some by flashing the words and letters of living light before the messenger, and he reading them aloud to the audience, and later some through impressions and the feelings combined with clairvoyance and clairaudience. All is done in a perfectly natural manner, in full consciousness, with full conscious control and operation of all the faculties. No hypnotic or trance state. By light and sound ray is meant that the master projects a ray of light from his realm to a person or persons and speaks through that. He can also be seen through it. To those in the physical, it appears as if he were only a short distance away, as if in the next room or next story or so above. The time has come when no longer will mankind go to retreats in their physical bodies for instruction and initiations, as was done in the past, but will receive it right here in the outer world in everyday living. A number of the retreats have been opened so that we can go there in our finer bodies while we sleep. When we accept going to these places, these retreats, we will retain the memory more and more. The coming of Christ. There is much controversy over the coming of Christ, or the second coming of Christ, but it is seldom understood correctly, especially by orthodoxy. There are so many wrong concepts about it, as is also the case about the end of the world coming, and the dead being resurrected. Those dead physical bodies will never be resurrected. In most cases, they were buried and are disintegrated or in the process, so without question, they will not be resurrected. The soul, that is the individual, is functioning in another realm. The end of the world really means the end of all discord, or the time when that will be removed from the world. The coming of Christ refers to two actions. In the first place, it should be understood that Jesus was the physical man, and when he was Christed, he became Jesus the Christ. Then he was fully conscious of his oneness with his I Am presence. Christ is a state of consciousness. When one becomes the Christ, or is Christed, that simply means that the outer self has relinquished its activities into the control and actions of his own Christ self, or higher mental body, and the will of the Christ is in command through the outer or physical form. That is one way of the coming of Christ and is the most important. The two births are the physical and the spiritual. While in this physical body, to be born again, as spoken of, means a spiritual birth. The spiritual birth means the communion and unity of the outer consciousness with God, the I Am presence, and becoming the Christ in outer form as Jesus was, becoming the Son, S-O-N, a Son, S-U-N, in our terminology, the Christ self taking full command of the outer self. That is really the second coming of Christ. That is the supreme attainment and operation in physical form, and naturally from there one enters the ascension, which is the goal of all embodiments. The other way of the coming of Christ is the reappearance of Jesus the Christ. He will come and has already appeared to many people, either in his luminous presence or ascended master body, usually in the luminous presence. Others of the ascended ones have done likewise, but they are not so much accepted by mankind. It is the acceptance that enables them to come. Any ascended master is the Christ, but Jesus took embodiment for the purpose of manifesting the Christ through the physical form to mankind. Their state of consciousness required that. At that time, they thought in terms of form, the physical aspect. Jesus the Christ represented to mankind the Christ activity. In other words, he represented to each individual the activity of his own Christ self or higher mental body. Man, in inherent nature, is 12-fold. Angel and elemental, 1-fold. Angels. Angels are beings created by archangels and ascended and cosmic beings to assist in their cosmic activities and service to mankind and the earth. They know only perfection and service of love. They guard and direct energy set into action by the masters. Angels are real and can be tangible, although their bodies are not physical but composed of light. In the Golden Ages, angels were seen and associated with mankind, as did the elementals. That is natural and the right condition for man's habitation on earth and on planets, and must come again. As there are elementals, there are also some angels who come into embodiment through the natural means of birth. Communion. During a communion, an ascended being is always present, giving his radiation. Jesus left the communion cup as a means to hold his and other ascended masters' connection with mankind. This was during the cycle of the sixth ray, the past 2,000 years. Now, for the next cycle of 2,000 years, the ascended master Saint Germain, Chohan of the seventh ray, in like manner has left, or is leaving, the dictations and addresses given by him and the other ascended ones during these past 20 years or more. To most individuals, communion is a means of connection through some physical thing. At that point or time, the master releases whatever his human being consciousness can take, while the occultist gets his direct through meditation or contemplation.